Welcome to WebAx, practical web accessibility tips. Welcome to WebAx, podcast 46. We're going to analyze a state website.
State of Michigan.
Yeah, state of Michigan website. Analyze it for web accessibility and standards and just kind of do an informal analysis of the site and how it measures up.
Yep. We may find that it's one of the most accessible sites we've ever seen.
Or we may not.
Yes.
But first, we have just some news bits and announcements. So go ahead, Ross.
Number one is...
Oh, by the way, I'm Dennis. I'm the host.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ross. I'm co-host. If you haven't tuned in before.
Right.
So, news item number one. Our friend Roger over at 456 Berea Street has written a pretty cool article called Lame Excuses for Not Being a Web Professional. And I found this one kind of funny because I swear like an hour before I made a post on my blog kind of talking about Dennis and I, we worked on this project that was kind of like being controlled by an ad agency, and you know, the typical, oh, we want, you know, big branding and flash and all that stuff. And I wrote a post saying, well, I don't think they're right, but maybe they're not entirely wrong. And he kind of came up with some good excuses, and I don't think it was directly related, it was just kind of coincidence, but of why that they were wrong. So it's worth a read. And he's got another one about adding versus not removing accessibility. It's also a very good read.
That sounds like a good one.
Yep. And our other friend, Mike Cherum, who we interviewed not too long ago, has written about stop writing garbage code, which...
That's a good one, man. He writes some awesome posts.
He does. I mean, they all have good points, and then they're pretty entertaining, too. You know, he's got a good writing style.
I like his little graphics, too, are always amusing.
Yeah.
So he points out some things, way too common problems like border equals zero.
Yeah.
Which is a deprecated attribute.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in XHTML. Let's see.
And Robert Nyman.
The language equals JavaScript. That's become one of my pet peeves, too.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have to use language equals JavaScript anymore. Just use the type attribute.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess it, you know, sounds like he runs into that a lot. You know, people writing garbage code, and it kind of bugs us all.
In his description of the camel case and uppercase like code, that's funny. Just use lowercase is the what you should be doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What else you got?
And clearing floats with no markup. Robert Nyman talks about different techniques to do that, which is helpful because, you know, if you've got kind of a complex layout and you got floats all over the place, then anytime you can avoid having a bunch of extra divs to clear stuff, then the better. So.
Yeah, definitely. I could. I'm definitely gonna check that one out.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out too.
I'm running into that problem lately.
Yeah, me too. And I've read a solution somewhere before, and I tried it, and it didn't work. And I don't know if I just didn't do it right.
I found one solution that I used a little bit, where you use CSS, the after.
Yeah.
What's it called? A pseudo. Class,
yeah, pseudo class.
You use the after pseudo class to add like a period or something after your element's content, and then you put the clear on that period character,
huh?
And you hide it or something. Something,
yeah,
like that.
It seems like the technique that I read was something similar. It was using, you know, the pseudo class, and for whatever reason, when I tried it, it didn't work, and I probably just did it wrong, and
yeah.
So that's worth looking at, because it seems like he's got several solutions. So
totally.
If one doesn't really work for you, then maybe another will.
And just a quick announcement, the next Refresh Detroit meeting is Wednesday, April 25th, 6:30, as usual. at another pub. We're going to do the Clada. It's like a relatively new, pretty happening, like, hit place right off 275 in Livonia. So if you're in the area, join us.
Yeah, come on by and grab a couple brews. Dennis made a good post about how talking about web design and drinking goes hand in hand on his blog.
Yeah, so check out my blog. Go to DennisLembry.com and you'll find it there.
Yep.
All right, now on to our main segment. Okay, so we're doing a little improv here. We are going to look at Michigan.gov, our own state's government website. Unfortunately, as far as web accessibility and standards, looks like they're trying to make some effort, but they're falling short, I think, overall. We took a quick look at Ross and I took a look at California. Well, Ross took a look at California and New York, and there sounds like much more up to par.
Yeah, New York's better, but it's still they still got tables and inline styling and all that. But California, not surprisingly, I think out of all the states, I'd expect California to have the most up-to-date website. So they actually use standards, which is a plus.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're looking at www.michigan.gov, and we're just going to kind of evaluate its accessibility.
Yeah, when I first look at the site, it doesn't look real nice. It looks like even they might not even be making an effort. But the first thing I did was turn off the style sheets, and I noticed that it looks like they're using table-based layout.
Yeah, let me see. I'll do that real quick. Disable styles. Whoops.
Which isn't, you know, completely disqualifying, but, you know, obviously web standards layout is the much more preferred and modern approach.
Oh, that's pretty funny. I disabled the styles, and that's when I can see the accessibility policy.
Shut up.
Yeah. Let's see what they have to say. Michigan recognizes the importance of making its digital government services available to the largest possible audience and has attempted to design the Michigan.gov website to be accessible to everyone. Really?
Well, I could see the accessibility policy when style sheets are on.
Oh, really? Maybe I'm just blind.
Hmm. Anyways, I disabled style sheets and... Let's see. The first... Yeah, it looks like they're using table-based layout because the main layout is still there.
Yeah.
But they are the unordered list, the bullet list, looks like they are using bullet lists, so that's a plus.
Yeah, it's better than what I've seen elsewhere.
Yeah, and I noticed they, I think they might have added these green go buttons for the drop-down menus, so that's a plus too. Like, when you make a selection and then the drop-down select, it... you know, it doesn't automatically take you to that page. You have to press the go button, which is good because it allows more control for the user and is more accessible.
Yeah, that is better. I see in there. they claim in their accessibility policy that the site has been tested for compliance with screen magnification, screen reading, and text-only browsers. But do you still have that Furl plugin, or the Fangs plugin?
Not on this computer that I'm using.
Yeah, mine doesn't seem to work with this version of Firefox, but just looking kind of at the code, this is just kind of a brash judgment, doesn't look like it'd be all that great. I mean, there's a lot of navigation you're going through. I don't see any skip links, too.
It's definitely table-based layout. I'm looking at the code now.
Yeah.
They got, a bunch of on mouse over, on mouse out, on mouse down.
Yeah, a whole bunch of
crap.
Yeah, obtrusive JavaScript. And yeah, so there's no skip links, or skip to navigation, skip to content, or anything. And just like...
And there's a ton of navigation.
Yeah, there's like 15 things you have to go through, and then you finally get to something, and at least the title what the page is. Accurate to what the page is. At least that's some kind of clue. But yeah, it's definitely something they could be doing better. It's not too hard to add a couple skip links.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, if there's a text version link in there, you know, and it's like, well, if their site was accessible, then why do you need a text version?
Yeah, and even the site? Text That's version, I mean, it's still table-based, so...
Yeah, I don't see any freaking headings or anything in there.
Yeah.
Ugh. Jeez.
Yeah, kind of, I don't, you know, what's the point of a text version if...
Oh, God.
It's just turning off the images.
Yeah, the text version is just like... Let's see. I'm trying to look at the code here. Oh, it's like one of those one huge line deals.
Oh, they compressed it because... text version enough isn't fast enough, I guess.
They're probably using, like, what's it called? Some Perl or something real modern and cool like that.
So some of the good things, I guess. You can easily increase and decrease the text size if you have JavaScript enabled, so that's a plus.
Yeah, you know, and there's a whole argument itself about those things. I don't know. I don't really like those things. But I guess it's kind of user friendly, but in my opinion I agree that, like, the people creating the browser has that function. They just need to make it more prominent on the functionality of the browser.
Yeah. I think you're
really,
right.
The website shouldn't have to provide that functionality, but since the browsers don't do that, then
yeah, I guess depending on the audience, you know, you might figure that's a little easier. One thing I just noticed is the alt text on the front page. I think it is. Yes, they've got like Earth Day celebration link, which doesn't have an underline, by the way. Which is always great, because I didn't even realize that was a link. they've got this little PDF icon on it to the right of it, and the alternate text is PDF icon. Now, I would think, you know, for an alt text of that, you don't need the word icon. Just say PDF, because if a screen reader reads it off, you know, you don't need to know it's an icon. You just need to know that it's a link to a PDF.
Yeah. I guess I agree with that. It's getting a little nitpicky, but...
Yeah, well, yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Visit Governor Jennifer Granholm. Got a little image there, the alt text. The alt text is almost the same as the text in the image, so it really should be... I don't see why it can't be the exact same. The help button... Man, the alt text doesn't say help. It says, it's more that it should really be like a title attribute. It says, find, let's see.
Find the site, FAQs, and more here in the help center.
So yeah, now, okay, I was having trouble reading it. But yeah, I mean, the alt text really should just be help, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so.
And then maybe in the title tag, add that extra information.
Yeah, well, I'm going to look at the code real quick, because if somebody's using some sort of oral navigation, if they say help, it wouldn't activate that link, unless there's something, yeah.
Yeah, like alerts button, the wireless button, like the alt text doesn't match, it doesn't say alerts or wireless. It's got like a full description, you know, find traffic, weather, safety, and Amber alerts. It's like that's more like a title attribute.
Yeah, the only thing, and you might know this, so the name of the images are similar to what the actual links or the images say. So, for example, the podcast, the name of the image is pod, so, you know, the name attribute. Would that be enough for it to work?
Which icon?
If you look at the top navigation, so there's alerts, wireless, RSS, podcast, blog. The alt text says dial up, for example, the wireless says dial up the WML version on your wireless device, but the name attribute is WML. So that might be enough for them, for, you know, someone using some kind of this assistance device to...
Oh, you're looking at the actual HTML?
Yeah, the source.
Are those buttons or those are images, right?
Yeah, it's well, it's a link with a whole bunch of JavaScript and then an image. And the image
Are images.
Yeah.
So
what
do you even need a name tag for? A name attribute for?
Yeah, I don't know. My only guess is that that would be enough for it to work if, you know, somebody's trying to use oral navigation to activate the link. Because the alt text definitely wouldn't work. But even then, for example, the podcasts, the name is pod. So it's still not even the same.
I don't know what the name attribute would even be for the images, Ross. I mean, for the wireless one, I mean, the alt tag should say wireless.
Yeah.
And then that big description that they got in the alt attribute, that should be like a title. So anyways, let's move on to something else.
Okay.
You know, something else on this page.
Sounds good. And, this shocked me. It got a Best of the Web 2006 winner, I see here.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see who voted on that.
Yeah, and...
Somebody who doesn't know anything about accessibility, maybe.
Yeah, apparently. And even accessibility aside, like, alright, the design and layout isn't great. I mean, what are they winning for?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess just... There's a bunch of information stuffed in there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the information's probably good, and if you can use it, that's great, but...
Going back to the alt text, in the top menu, not the very top menu, but where it says sitemap, help and contacts, state websites, they have, like, I'm seeing some kind of alt attributes that's like a hyphen or a period or something.
The image right behind it?
I don't know what the heck that is.
What?
But I guess the point is, if you're using an image for like a separator or something, well, you shouldn't be using an image for a separator, but if you're using an image for like, you know, a bullet or a separator or something, then I guess you should have an alt attribute, but either make it blank or what? Asterisk, I've seen, is an accepted method.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is interesting. The picture of the frog, the alt text on that is "Spring peepers fill the evening air with the sound of spring."
I don't
quite understand that one.
That's pretty weird. Maybe that's some kind of... Do you think that's a joke?
I don't know. And then in the spotlight, that little bird picture says, there are no birds in last year's nest.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I don't know if that's a joke or they're trying to be cute or something.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, if you're using a screen reader and that's all you can see, or even if you're using a text browser, that's pretty confusing.
Yeah. It'd be like, what the hell? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
So I'd either put nothing or put, like, you know, photo of such and such bird or whatever. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, in this instance, I don't even know if I put anything. It's because... I mean, content-wise, there isn't a whole lot of advantage to know that there's a picture of a frog.
It really looks like they're trying hard, but they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like there's effort there. And who knows when this last, you know, the site was last built and what kind of CSS support was around. But yeah, I mean, if they just had a little bit of guidance, you know, they could probably go quite a bit further with their efforts.
For, you know, yeah, a good size state in the United States should have a better website than this, but let's see. I got some NoScript in here for the JavaScript.
Oh, great.
It says browsers that cannot handle JavaScript will not be able to access some features of this site. I think that's for the changing the text size.
Yeah, probably. So that's not, I mean,
That's
not terrible, but it could be better.
It could be better. At least using unobtrusive JavaScript, you know, I mean, you could take that all completely out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it looks like, as far as standards goes, also they're a long ways away. They get, you know, I see some attributes without quotes. They're using mixed case and some attributes. And
yeah.
I mean, they are claiming HTML 4.01, but
yeah, transitional at that.
Yeah. Let's see.
They just use a lot of JavaScript for stuff they don't need. I mean, the amount of code that takes up just in... I mean, everything has a mouse over, a mouse out, a mouse down, and a mouse up. They could pretty much all be taken care of for what they're doing.
It does look like they might be using Perl or something. I mean, if you're using server-side, you know, scripting, I mean, that it should be easier to make it accessible then. Just generate all that code on the server side.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. When you enter your zip code for the weather, they get, that's actually, looks like it's properly labeled.
Oh, good, great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm resizing the text using Firefox's just standard feature, and it's actually working not too bad. Let's see. Tools.
Yeah, the text resize works pretty well. And the site does fit in an 800 by 600 window, which is good. And actually, it can even go a little smaller. Forgetting the scroll bar.
Let's see. I'm running the Cynthia Says report.
It says it's
passed for alt tags, because alt attributes, because that's they put alt attribute on everything, even things that don't even need an alt attribute. Okay, well, there's no flickering in the screen. They're not using any image maps, I don't think. There's not. Let's see. They're not really using data tables. They're not using frames, at least. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good step.
Let's see. There's no multimedia. So far, so good. Oh, avoid deprecated features of W3C technologies. They failed that. clearly identify the target of each link. It says it's failed. That's not too surprising with the alt and link issues that they're having. Blah, blah, blah. Associate labels explicitly with their controls. No. Looks like they failed that, although a couple spots they did have it. Identify primary natural language of the document. No. They missed that one. That's an easy fix. Blah, 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 blah. Until user agents render adjacent links distinctly, include non-link printable characters surrounded by space between adjacent links. No. So, yes. So, they need to separate their links. I wonder if that has to do with that section I was looking at. They were trying to separate it, it looked like, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. But the idea with that one is, if you're unaware, that if you have text, distinct, separate text links, they need to be separated by something.
Yeah.
Preferably markup, like an unordered list, or, I don't know, help me out here, or maybe even a pipe at the minimum.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even there's, you know, some characters which people say will work okay, kind of like the carrot that everybody uses for breadcrumbs.
Colon.
Yeah, or colon, or, you know, something more than what they're doing.
Yeah.
Then I found if you go to the disability resources from the main page on the left, it's a little better. It's not, you know, the alt text in general seems to be better.
Whoops.
You didn't like what I said. But there's a few still kind of quirky things. There's a welcome to Michigan Disability Resources image, which is like a heading. And then the alt text says, welcome to Michigan Disability Resources page, which is good, but they add heading on the end, which is pretty unnecessary, which is getting a little more nitpicky, but it's just kind of those easy things. You know.
Well, did you say, was it marked up as a heading?
Let me see.
Probably
here.
Not.
No, it's just an image, and there's just no reason to put heading in the alt text. I mean, it should read, you know, you don't, it's not how we speak, we don't say, hello, my name is Ross, introduction.
Right. Now, when I clicked that link, the disability resources on the left, to get to that page, it opened in a new window.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, well, first of all, it didn't tell me it's going to be opening a new window.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'm wondering, why is it in a new window? Because it's still off Michigan.gov. It's the same website.
Yeah.
I see it's kind of a different section, sort of, disability resources, but what do you call that little icon?
The favicon?
Yeah, the favelet thing is the same, and, like, it's Michigan.gov, so I don't see any reason to open a new window. But if they decide that it's a separate section enough that it should, then it should at least, at the very minimum, alert you.
Yeah, definitely. And it seems like their pages do that a lot. It's like almost all the pages on the front page are, okay, maybe not, but I can't tell if it's arbitrary or... There's a lot of things that are sending off-site. And let's see, are they doing this using Target or using JavaScript?
I'm not sure. Let's see. Well, the rest of the links I'm finding are opening in the same window.
Yeah, it seems like I found another one that popped me up in a new window. So it's almost arbitrary, which is weird.
Let's see. Okay, well, I think I've said all I had to say about this one.
Me too. Should we continue to another one?
No, let's save another one for next time.
All right, sounds good.
But, okay.
We'll take suggestions, I guess. Maybe we'll do a mini review of other... government site, so if you think your government site isn't so great, or you think it's awesome, send us an email.
Yeah, totally. So, this Michigan.gov, it looks like they're giving a lot of effort. Some things they're doing right, but it looks like they're falling short. So,
yeah.
Maybe we could help them out sometime.
Yeah.
It'll be a big contract.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they're definitely putting the time and the work in. It's just, you know, the little things that don't make sense.
The WebAx blog and podcast is located at webaxe.blogspot.com. WebAxe.blogspot.com. email WebAxe at webaxe@gmail.com. WEBAXE at gmail.com. To leave a voice message, call 206-203-0585. WebAxe is sponsored by Check Engine USA, website tune-ups and overhauls. www.checkengineusa.com.